All right.
I'd like to reconvene the July 2006 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Item number 9, Port Royal Fish House, LLC, 052547. Ben.
Commissioner, members of the commission, this project for Port Royal Fish House requests authorization to extend an existing commercial pier approximately 245 feet to create a 14-slip commercial marina. Project also includes the installation of 108 linear feet of riprap revetment and the dredging of 380 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous material to create maximum depths of minus 2.5 feet at mean low water. The Port Royal Fish House is situated along the Rappahannock River, immediately northwest of the James Madison Memorial Bridge in Caroline County. Both wetlands and subaqueous permits will be required, and the project is protested by an adjacent property owner. Kathy, if I could have the lights, please. Again, as it was mentioned in the project description, this is on the Rappahannock River in Port Royal, Caroline County. The arrow here points to the site of the project, just on the upstream side of the Route 301 bridge. Again, an aerial view, a shot from our agency plane here of the property that has an existing boat ramp and a pier that extends approximately 95 feet channelward to mean low water currently. They will be extending this by another 150 feet. Just another shot here. As I just mentioned, this is an overview of the entire property, and shown here in yellow is the portion of the pier that exists today. The portions shown in red are the portions that they are proposing. The blue area denotes the area that they're proposing to dredge, and this green rectangle here is the area where they were temporarily store the dredged material while it dewaters before they truck it to an off-site location for disposal. Because this project is in Caroline County has not adopted the wetland zoning ordinance. You all will be acting as the wetlands board for this particular case. In particular, this applicant has proposed some riprap along the shoreline. The red line here denotes where the mean high water limitation is, as shown in the drawings, and the highlighted yellow area depicts the riprap that they are proposing. Just to the left of the riprap there, you see an existing bulkhead. A previous permit issued in 94 allowed for a bulkhead to be constructed across this portion here, but was not finished. Again, a cross-section drawing of the riprap. Again, highlighted in yellow, and you can see mean low water depicted here at the top of the dark blue area is well channelward of this, and then the mean high water will meet along portions of that riprap revetment. This portion here shown in yellow is what currently exists, and let me just provide a little history here on what the commission had previously approved in 1994. That authorization, VMRC number 91-1524, included the construction of an 8-foot wide by 250-foot long open pile commercial pier with a 10-foot wide by 75-foot long T-head platform, the installation of 171 linear feet of timber bulkhead, and the construction of a 24-foot wide by 100-foot long concrete boat ramp. Only the boat ramp and portions of the previously authorized pier and bulkhead were constructed. The previous project did not include any dredging and did not include any slips defined by finger piers or mooring piles, although the commission's authorization did allow for the overnight mooring of up to 16 pontoon boats adjacent to that pier. This project is protested by an adjacent property owner, Goldman Farms Incorporated. We did receive a letter from Ms. Phyllis Carpenter, Vice President and Secretary of Goldman Farms Incorporated, back in November. That has been our only correspondence with the protestant, and I'm not sure if they're even here today. To go through the proposal, on this drawing here, shown in yellow is what they currently have. They are proposing to remove a floating platform that currently sits here and extend the pier here 150 feet channelward and place a new floating platform in this location. The new pier will have 14 slips, and they are proposing to dredge a portion of this area to minus 2.5 feet at mean low water. Most of that dredging is confined to the side of the pier where the boat ramp will be used, and then also to provide access to the floating platform that they are showing here, with only minor amounts of dredging being requested for slips on the inboard side of the pier. The length and dimensions of the main pier section mirror those of what was previously authorized in 1994. And again, the green area shows where they'll be taking the dredge material to dewater. Just to give you a cross-section of the dredging, the portion that they will be dredging here is highlighted in red. So it does taper out to the minus 2.5 foot contour. And again, that dredging material will be transported to an off-site location, also owned by the applicant for disposal once it's been fully dewatered. That site is located in Essex County. It's approximately 8.5 miles down Route 17 from the site of the Port Royal Fish House. Just to give you a couple of ground shots, this is the existing structure. You can see the boat ramp, the main pier here now, that does have occasionally a few boats tied up to it. The old floating platform here, which at low tide does seem to come up out of the water. Just another shot here from a different angle of the existing pier. This is a shot from last November. The riprap that they're proposing will be in this alignment through here. You can see there is some wetlands vegetation shown here. This is also the shot from November. A more recent shot from just a few weeks ago, you see the vegetation, wetlands vegetation out through here. And if you look closely, you can see a stake with a pink tape on it, and that will denote the toe or the channelward extent of that riprap. There's also another one just in here. VIMS did estimate there was some impacts related to this, and I'll get to that here in a second. This is just a shot from the back of their property looking towards the river, and this area in here between the loop and their road would be the area where they're proposing to dewater the material. The Virginia Institute of Marine Science Shoreline Permit Application Report dated July 18, 2006 states that the proposed pier structure is expected to have minimal adverse environmental impacts, although indirectly has the potential to introduce pollutants such as petroleum products, sewage, paint leachate, and solid waste into the marine environment. The report states that it would be preferable to align the riprap revetment landward of all existing wetlands. They further state that the proposed dredging would directly impact benthic organisms, would be expected to adversely affect water quality by increasing suspended sediments, and is anticipated to require long-term maintenance dredging. They question the need for the dredging on the downstream side of the pier and recommend that the proposed dredging be restricted to that necessary to utilize the existing boat ramp. Additionally, the report recommends a dredging time of year restriction from mid-March through June to lessen adverse impacts of suspended sediments on anadromous fish. The Virginia Department of Health has submitted a letter stating that the project is in compliance with their sanitary regulations for marinas and boat moorings. The Department of Game and Inland Fisheries has stated that the project is within a reach of the Rappahannock River, which has been designated as an eagle concentration area, as well as an area designated as a confirmed anadromous fish use area. Therefore, DGIF has recommended a time of year restriction which would preclude any construction activities between February 15th and June 30th to protect or to minimize potential adverse impacts on anadromous fish. In addition, in order to address potential adverse impacts upon eagles, they have recommended that the applicant coordinate with their office and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service prior to construction. DGIF also recommended that an alternative to the riprap revetment be considered, such as a living shoreline treatment, as well as the implementation of an erosion and sediment control plan, including the use of turbidity curtains to isolate the construction area. Furthermore, DGIF questioned the necessity of the proposed dredging and is concerned that the new dredging may hinder current efforts to improve water quality in the Chesapeake Bay. The Department of Conservation and Recreation has stated the proposed project should not affect any state natural area preserves under their jurisdiction, but have information documenting a bald eagle nest site within the project vicinity. No other agencies have raised concerns or objections to the project. I'll go into our recommendation here. It appears that the applicant's proposed project was designed with the Commission's previous authorization in mind. The length and width of the proposed pier and T-head platform mirror those of the previously permitted but unfinished pier. Although the proposed riprap revetment will impact some vegetated and non-vegetated wetlands, we believe that the impacts are largely unavoidable and minor in their extent. Furthermore, the substitution of a revetment over the previously authorized bulkhead is more environmentally acceptable and should provide habitat value in the interstitial voids of the riprap, thereby offsetting the loss of wetlands habitat. As a result, the project will not require compensation or mitigation under the Commission's Wetlands Mitigation and Compensation Policy. Staff has questioned the need for the dredging on the southeast or bridge side of the pier, since the majority of the proposed dredging on this side appears to provide access to a proposed floating platform. In their application, the applicant has stated that the floating platform is intended for the use of personal watercraft such as jet skis, canoes, and kayaks. Although the use of the floating platform seems reasonable to staff, it would not appear that such small watercraft would draft enough water to require 2.5-foot depths below mean low water. Therefore, staff cannot support approval of the proposed dredging on the southeast side of the pier. If the applicant feels that without the dredging, the proposed location of the floating platform could not support personal watercraft, staff suggests that the floating platform be realigned further channelward to take advantage of the existing greater depths. That should prove sufficient for small watercraft usage in the opinion of staff. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, since impacts resulting from the use of tidal wetlands and state-owned submerged land should be minimal, and after considering all of the factors contained in sections 28.2.1205A and 28.2.1302 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends that the proposed dredging on the southeast side of the pier be denied, but that the remaining portions of the project be approved as proposed. Staff further recommends a time of year restriction which would preclude any dredging activities between February 15th and June 30th to minimize potential adverse impacts upon anadromous fish. In addition, staff recommends a royalty in the amount of $9,674 be assessed for the encroachment of the main pier extension and its associated T-head platform, finger piers, pilings, and floating platform over 9,674 square feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of $1 per square foot. Staff further recommends the assessment of a royalty for the dredging of state-owned subaqueous bottom at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard based upon revised drawings and dredge volume calculations reflecting the Commission's authorization. Just to give you an overview of the staff recommendation, this slide here shows the dredging area that we feel is appropriate on the upstream side here to support the boat ramp. We would also offer that if the proposed location of the floating platform does not provide sufficient depths, that we would recommend that the applicant and commission consider relocating that to a position similar to this, further channelward, that would take advantage of the greater depths that are already existing there. I'd be happy to answer any questions. The applicant and their agent are both here.
Any questions for Mr. McGinnis? Mr. Robbins.
I have a couple, Mr. Chairman. First, what are the water depths in that area? I can't really see that, but where you're proposing that the pier be, the floating pier be located?
This contour right here is the minus 2 foot contour. It runs through here. And this would be the 1.5, so it would range from 1.5 to 2 feet in this area.
At low water.
At low water. Right. That's the current depths now without any dredging.
Okay, and then the other question was related to the VIMS comment. VIMS indicated that it would be preferable to align the riprap landward of the wetlands to the extent practical. Is that recommendation reflected in your findings, or is that location of the riprap where a vinyl bulkhead was going to be installed originally?
Well, they had originally, when this application was submitted, proposed a bulkhead. I don't believe that the alignment has changed since then, though we were able to persuade them to go with a riprap project rather than a bulkhead. In the VIMS report, it does state that they believe that there was, if you look at, I think it's 3A in your packets, they list that the riprap will impact 40 square feet of a freshwater mixed community of vegetated wetlands. I was there on the site visit with the VIMS representative. In my opinion, while I did concede that there were definitely impacts there, I didn't feel that they could bring that back any further because of the nature of the slope of the upland. It would be difficult to grade that without significant work. So in our opinion, we feel that the alignment right now is appropriate and the impacts are unavoidable.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Yes, sir, absolutely.
Where's Goldman Farms?
They're the upstream owner. In this drawing here, this is the property line, and they own the property here. I'm sorry.
Any other questions, staff? Is the applicant here or representative and or both?
Yes, sir.
Come forward. Will both of you be testifying?
If need be.
Okay. Just raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God.
Yes,
state your name and who you represent.
Mike Palyudinsky. I'm with Bayshore Design.
Yes, sir. Good to have you here.
Representing the request.
I'm Bruce Lee, the owner.
Good to have you here.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Basically, I just have one topic I would like to cover, and that would be the justification for the dredging on the downriver or the bridge side of the existing pier and a proposed floating pier. The purpose is to provide sufficient water depths to support the access to the existing pier for temporary boat mooring, as well as for small boat and personal watercraft users accessing the proposed floating pier. This will provide mooring and access for these types of watercrafts without interfering with the boat ramp use, the proposed 14 seasonal slips, and the fuel and pump out services dock located at the end of the proposed extension. If we would relocate these slips out to naturally deeper water, it would interfere with the uses of the slips, the boat ramp, and the fuel and pump out services dock. I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions for the agent? Mr. Schick.
So you're saying by relocating this floating dock here part down to where it is 2 foot line,
mm-hmm.
It would interfere with your slips?
No, it interfere with the transient boats tying up to the side of the existing pier as they do now.
Because
so
it
by
would
moving
be
it further inshore where we have it, they're not going to interfere with one another.
Because it would be difficult to get around that and come back in, or?
You'd be in shallower water for the larger boats to come around the inshore side of that pier.
Right. The down river side.
Right.
Okay.
Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, one question to the applicant. Would it not be possible to accommodate transient boats on the end of the T-head?
Well, that's where you have the fuel service dock and the pump out. So you need a lot of congestion there for the transients as well.
Yeah.
And we're trying to separate that and minimize congestion as much as possible.
Thank you.
I presume you're going to use the floating dock more of a staging pier as short term and as the boats are put in?
Right, for small craft like kayaks, canoes, and jet skis.
Any other questions? Ben, I've got one question pertaining. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Pertaining to the VIMS report that deals with minimal adverse impacts, however, there are a number of different pollutants that may be problematic. What did the site used to be that gives rise to such potential problems as petroleum, sewage, paint leachate, solid waste that may be released in the marina?
I think that maybe VIMS might want to comment, but I think those are standard that with any marina that those are possible.
Leftover?
Well, no, from the fact that you're operating a marina that there could be potential petroleum spills or paint from the boats and so forth.
Okay, so that's not present now. That's what could be dredged. Okay. I don't know if this had been a site of some problem before, and now we're have the potential to okay. Thank you. Anyone else in support of this project? Anyone in opposition to the project? Come forward, sir. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. Bowman.
Could you raise your right hand, be sworn, sir?
Yes,
sir.
Do
you solemnly swear the testimony that you will give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
State your name and who you represent, please, sir.
I'm Ellis W. James. I live in Norfolk, and I'm basically a Sierra Club observer who comes to these meetings fairly regularly.
I've seen you before. Good to have you here, sir.
Thank you. I would like to go back to the question that you raised. There are some significant issues that involve the environment, not the least of which, of course, is the location of the riprap. Having it landward of the existing wetlands would be the preferable situation. But both the VIMS report and the DGIF report clearly indicate that there are some potential problems that we need to pay attention to. And I think this situation is a perfect example of the kind of issues that we are being confronted with more and more in terms of where we will wind up in trying to protect the very resources that you commissioners are directed to protect. And I just wanted to make that point. I wish no harm upon the gentleman who's attempting to try to develop what he's trying to develop, but I think the issues are significant here and not of minimal significance, and I hope that the commission will pay close attention to those two aspects of it.
Your point is well taken. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else in opposition? You can have 2 minutes to wrap up if you'd like. Yes, sir?
I'd like to ask if
you can't
visit the site.
Sir, address all the questions to the chair. It's no debate. That's okay.
I know he's with the Sierra Club, but has he visited the site and personally seen what we're talking about on the slope of the existing bank?
I don't know, sir, and I'm not so certain that that's really germane. I think basically he's making a broad observation of some water quality concerns throughout the state. That would be pretty accurate, sir. Thank you. Mr. Schick.
I have visited the site, and the bank is rather steep there in this type of situation. Also, the location of this facility is a natural stop-off point between Fredericksburg and Tappahannock, which that part of the river does not have a lot of commercial facilities for boats to stop off, and if you do need fuel, you're out of luck. So I think this is a good project. It allows an area that already has the bridge there, and it's already a commercial development there. And I would like to make a motion to approve the project as applied for.
As applied for?
Yes.
Second to the motion?
I second.
Seconded by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just looking through the comments from VIMS and staff, I appreciate the maker of the motion's intent to approve the project, and I agree that this is a worthwhile project. But it seems to me that if that floating dock is moved out to a depth such that it would intersect the minus 1.5 contour line, which would allow enough depth for the use of kayaks or jet skis. You would still have approximately 60 feet out to the first piling for the first mooring slip, which I think would be enough room to accommodate a transient boat. And I think that would preclude the need to do the dredging on the southeast or downcurrent side of the project. So with that, I would offer a substitute to accept staff recommendation.
A second to the substitute.
I'll second the substitute.
Seconded by Mr. Fox. Vote now on substitute correct. All in favor of the substitute motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Yeah. No.
Okay. All in favor of the motion, raise your right hand. One, two, three. All opposed? One, two, three.
You get your first
meeting. Yeah, weapon here. First meeting.
I voted for every motion that came today, so it really doesn't bother me. I think based on the rationale put forth by Mr. Robbins in the substitute motion, the concerns of VIMS and the staff, that I vote yes to the substitute motion. Staff recommendations accepted.